AIDS experts from around the world have gathered in Rome for a two-day conference on preventing the spread of HIV and caring for people with AIDS. The meeting was organized by the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers and will look at the role the church plays in treating the disease. One topic being discussed is the role of condoms in the prevention of the disease. Dr. Edward Green, the former director of the AIDS Prevention Research Project at Harvard University, says condoms are not the answer to stop the spread of AIDS in Africa.
Yeah, well, condoms have not proven to work very well in Africa at the level of population.
Why is that?
Well, there's a number of reasons. They're not used correctly. People don't use them consistently, particularly with partners that they've been with for a while. Condoms are typically used with casual and commercial partners. As a matter of fact, if condom rates are seen to rise, that may be indicating a rise in casual and commercial sex. We now know that having multiple and concurrent sexual partners is what drives the so-called hyper-epidemics of southern and eastern Africa. And so discouraging multiple concurrent partners is the single most important intervention or behavior change that will bring down HIV rates. It's happening in Africa. HIV rates are going down in Africa, and yet there hasn't been widespread promotion of discouraging multiple concurrent partners, or we might say promotion of fidelity or monogamy, or for that matter, even fidelity within polygamous marriages, which we find quite a bit of in Africa. We don't see promotion of that, and yet people are doing it, I think, out of common sense and because of the influence of the church.
The church has come under some criticism, in the past. What's your view?
Well, my view is that what the church, and when I say the church, I actually mean all religious organizations, whether Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, whatever. When it comes to marriage and sexual relations, all religious organizations pretty much have the same promotion of fidelity within marriage. And all the controversy over condoms is based on the assumption that condoms are an important intervention. Condoms can be an important intervention in epidemics where most HIV is concentrated among sex workers, such as in notably Thailand and Cambodia. But this is not the case in Africa. HIV is found in the general population, and condoms have never been found to be used consistently in any general population.
How would you describe the role of the Catholic Church in caring for HIV and AIDS sufferers in the developing world? How important is that role?
Well, speaking from the standpoint of Uganda, which was the first country in Africa to take AIDS seriously and to really mobilize the whole country against AIDS, the Catholic Church was there on the front lines taking care of the sick and dying when other people were afraid to get near AIDS. And Sister Miriam Duggan from Ireland was one of the architects of Uganda's original highly effective program. But I found that Catholic programs such as Youth Alive, which I'm going to mention tomorrow in my speech, could not get funding from international donors because they wouldn't promote condoms. And that program and other Catholic programs say, well, listen, we can promote delay of age of first sex, we can promote fidelity and monogamy, we can deal with issues that often go hand in hand with AIDS, such as gender-based violence, rape, seduction of minors, alcoholism, broken families. The church handles all of those issues, and condoms cannot even touch those issues. So the church has always said, and I'm not a member of the Catholic Church, but I'm telling you what I've learned, is that, listen, everyone else is promoting condoms. Let us promote monogamy, fidelity, abstinence, deal with alcoholism, broken families, divorce. Let us do that. Since the rest of the world is already promoting condoms, why can't we all work together?
What do you hope will come out of this conference?
I guess I would hope that the Catholic Church will believe and understand that the evidence is actually in their favor, that the kinds of things that the Catholic Church and all other churches and all other religions promote, that this is actually the key to bringing down HIV infection rates.
But it's a message that's getting drowned out by the fixation in condoms, in a way.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. But I think when people wake up to the fact that condoms have not worked out the way many of us thought they would, and I used to be a family planning expert. I used to work in family planning and condom promotion for contraception. They didn't work very well in contraception. They worked less well in AIDS.